Welcome to Coaching for Creatives with Kirsten. My name is Kirsten Call. I'm a therapist-trained life coach and a children's book author. Together, we'll get the drama out of our lives and onto the page. Let's get started. You are listening to episode 65, When You Make Mistakes. I once sent an email to my agent that later was nested in an email I sent to my editor. Suffice it to say, the email to my agent was a little more emotional than the very professional one I sent to my editor. But my editor saw both emails, much to my chagrin. I was mortified and humiliated, and it was so awful. Thankfully, my editor forgave me, and we ended up having a wonderful working relationship as we collaborated on one of my books. I even learned a little bit about impetuous emails and not sending them. This mistake wasn't as public as it could have been, right? Do you remember the HBO intern who accidentally sent a test email to thousands of people? Now, that was a public mistake. But this story resulted in people sharing their own embarrassing mistakes on Twitter at #DearIntern. It was actually a beautiful expression of empathy, and I'm sure the intern felt very validated. Public mistakes are not ideal. They are humiliating and hard. But making mistakes is an essential part of learning and growth. Also, let's be honest, making mistakes in front of other people helps them realize they aren't the only ones who fail sometimes. Mistakes are inevitable. You can't escape them. They are a universal experience. Failure is part of being human. So, here are some ways to approach making mistakes. Number one, admit you made a mistake. It's surprising how hard this is. At my house, it's very important to be right. So admitting we are wrong or we made a mistake is tough. But it does get easier with practice. I make mistakes all the time. So I've had plenty of opportunities to practice admitting I'm wrong or that I perhaps approached something in the wrong way. Number two, take a deep breath. Yes, take a deep breath with me right now. Deep breaths make us pause. Deep breaths calm us down and give us time to think about what comes next. And deep breaths just feel good, right? Number three, look for defensiveness. When we defend our mistakes, it means our minds are closed. Closed, immovable minds don't learn. Notice when you're responding in a defensive way. Stop what you're doing and ask yourself, what exactly am I trying to defend? Do I really believe I didn't make a mistake? What am I afraid of? Number four, change your narrative. Changing our perspective makes all the difference. Often when we make mistakes, we get mad at ourselves. It's an automatic response, right? Sometimes we feel shame or we blame ourselves or we call ourselves stupid. We might feel like a failure. Instead of feeding this narrative of shame and blame, we can reframe the mistake by making it a learning experience. When we learn from our mistakes, we are working towards success. In fact, many creative and innovative ideas are born from mistakes we've made because we are willing to take risks. So instead of thinking things like, I'm a failure, stop, delete those thoughts and replace them with thoughts like, now I know what doesn't work. This is an opportunity for learning. This mistake is part of my journey. It's okay to make mistakes. It's part of being human. This mistake has no bearing on my worth. I am worthy no matter how many mistakes I make. Number five, be compassionate and curious. Give yourself grace for making your mistakes. Imperfection is okay. In fact, it's inevitable and expected. Treat yourself like a beloved friend who feels bad because they messed up. And while you're in that compassionate space, be curious. Ask yourself, why did I make that mistake? Why do I feel so bad about it? How can I avoid making this mistake again? How can I avoid beating myself up next time I make a mistake? What am I making this mistake mean about me? How can I move forward with confidence? Number six, utilize humor. Sometimes the best approach to our mistakes is to make fun of ourselves. Owning our mistakes is a great way to poke fun at ourselves and make other people feel more comfortable around us when we've flopped. For example, when we make a public mistake, we can say something like, "There I am, learning in public." I remember feeling so embarrassed as a senior in high school during graduation when I stood up and a folding chair fell down. My folding chair, in fact. The class president turned towards me and started clapping. Everyone looked at me. I felt absolutely mortified. So I did the only thing I could think of. I bowed. This got people laughing and deflected the attention from my mistake to my humor. Number seven, move forward. This, of course, is one of the most important things we can do after we make a mistake. Mistakes help us move forward because they give us the opportunity to learn and become. To become wiser, right? Author Kevin Wong said, "The only people who don't make any mistakes are those who don't do anything." So, as you live your messy life, remember, you are not your mistakes. Remember, mistakes lead to discovery. And make no mistake, you can always move forward. Until next time, keep smiling. If you like what you've heard, check out my Get Yourself Unstuck program. Go to kirstencall.com, that's KirstenCall.com, and schedule a free consultation today. Coaching for Creatives is produced by Kirsten Call, music and audio engineering by James Call.